And now we turn to a form of radiation that has generated far more concern. The doses from X-ray machines that help doctors diagnose illness. NPR's Scott Hensley reports that the government, manufacturers, and doctors are taking a closer look.
When several stroke patients at a Los Angeles hospital started losing their hair and complaining of reddened skin, doctors looked at the patients' brain scans as a possible culprit. What they found was that the imaging machines were giving the patients too much radiation. This extreme example launched an investigation. But scientists are concerned about radiation damage that builds up over a lifetime from routine tests, too, particularly when it comes to CT scanners, which take 3D pictures inside the body. Simon Choi, a radiation and health expert at the Food and Drug Administration, explains the concern.
Some publications have said even approximately 20,000 future cancers could be related to CT scans performed in the U.S.
To reduce those risks, the agency is urging doctors to make sure each CT scan they order is really needed. The agency wants patients to talk to their doctors about alternatives.
Patient could ask, what is the justification for this procedure? Are there other options for me?
Other choices that don't expose patients to X-rays include ultrasound and magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI. The FDA also supports safeguards for scanners to alert technicians when radiation doses are too high. The changes are in the works for new CT scanners, and manufacturers are also working to retrofit existing machines. CT scans provide valuable information to doctors, and the agency isn't suggesting that patients forego necessary scans. But even makers of the machines are now supporting a message of moderation. Dave Fisher heads a trade group for scanner makers.
The last thing we want as manufacturers is individuals receiving scans they don't need.
The companies say they are working with the FDA to minimize radiation exposure. Scott Hensley, NPR News, Washington.
To see how much radiation you might be exposed to, check out our website at npr.org.